Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Jess Kirkpatrick, Obie Cates as clarinet in his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Parkey Carcass.
Gee, but I'm tired today. That used to trumble with me. Whenever I get a new book, I stay up the whole night for to read it. Ah, this book is so interesting, but I couldn't put it down till I finished the first four pages. You know something? I know the first two pages by heart. Page one says copyright 1946. Page two says chapter one. Ah, but this is very high quality book. It says right here, first grade reader. Just listen to this story. It's really beautiful. Zalo is my dog. Zalo is in his house. Come out of your house, Rallo. Please come out of your house, Rallo. Rallo does not come out of his house. Rallo stays in his house. He will not come out. So you know something? That Rallo's a pretty smart dog. He knows if he ever leaves that house, they'll rent it to somebody else. Chapter two. Spot is my little kitty. Do you see Spot? She is hiding behind the big tree. When she comes out, she will scare you. Boo. Oh, here comes Spot now. Spot follows me all the time. How can I get rid of Spot? How can I get rid of Spot? Could you spot remover? Okay, that's
fine. Oh, I see you're reading a book.
Yes, Betty, dear, I love books. You know something? I got you a wonderful book, too, for a present.
Well.
It's a misery story, yes. I got it for your birthday.
You got me a book for my birthday?
Yes.
But, Parky, my birthday was 2 months ago.
I know, but you see, I didn't finish reading it yet. I should be through with it around September. You'll get it.
Oh, fine.
Yes. Oh, my Betty, look at this old man. That old man was coming in here.
Oh, he's a messenger boy, Parky. He's got a Western Union cap on.
Oh, say, pardon me, mister. Yes? Anybody around here by the name of Pocahontas?
Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Maybe you mean me. My name is Parky Carcass. The telegram what you got there for me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Here. Just sign your name right here in this book, sonny.
Okay. Say, what is this in this book? Rescue 93266 X for Mabel? What is that?
Hold on there, sonny. That's the wrong book. Here you are. Here you are, right here. Thank you. Goodbye, sonny.
Goodbye.
Gee, Parky, I wonder why the telegraph company hires such an old man to deliver telegrams.
I don't know, Betty. Maybe when he left the office, he was just a young boy. You know? Oh, my, let me put to see what the telegram says here. I almost forgot to look. Congrats, me lessons. You have won first prize in our radio slogan contest. Tune into our program tonight and hear the announcement. Crackly Wackly Breakfast Food Company. Betty, what do you know? I won the first prize.
First prize?
Yes.
Crackly Wackly Company?
Yes.
Parky, what is this?
Oh, I'm going to tell you about that, Betty. You know the Crackly Wackly Company, they got a contest on the radio. And for the one who writes the best slogan, every week they give away prizes, you know, big prizes. 4 weeks ago, the first prize was an automobile. 3 weeks ago, they give away a trailer. 2 weeks ago, they give away a washing machine, a refrigerator, a waffle master, and a helicraft radio. And last week, they give away a Cadillac automobile.
Boy.
Yes. You know, they don't tell you what is the first prize until you listen in on the radio, you see? They do that for to keep the people in suspenders, you know.
And you mean, Parky, that this week you won the first prize?
Yes, yeah, Betty, I could hardly wait until the program comes on tonight. Such a wonderful program they got there. It's called Gus and Gussie, male and female.
Parky, tell me about your slogan. Sure must have been good to win the first prize.
Oh, it was a wonderful slogan, Betty. This is it. It's easy to get fed up on crackly wacklies. Gee, Betty, I wonder what the first prize is going for to be this week. I hope it's another Cadillac. Hey, Betty, just imagine that me, Parky Cock, is winning the first prize. After all, Betty, I'm not very smart. I don't never go to school very much. And guess what? You might even call me an ignoramnibus.
Oh, you are not. It's not true, Parky. You're a very intelligent person.
No, I'm not, Betty. I'm just a plain little nobody.
That's nonsense, Parky. You're very charming.
No, I'm not. There must be 100 million people in this country what is more charming than me.
That's not true, Parky. You're one of the finest men I've ever known.
Yeah?
Yes.
Hey, Betty, you think what they will give me for first prize will be good enough for me? Oh, here comes Opie.
Parky.
Say, Opie, guess what? Parky won first prize this week in the Crackly Wackly Radio Slogan Contest.
He did?
Uh-huh.
Well, congratulations, Parky. I know exactly how you feel. Thanks. I won a prize once when I was 22 years old.
You did?
That's when I graduated from grammar school.
Oh, you're only kidding, Opie. How could you graduate from grammar school when you were 22 years old?
I skipped a couple of grades.
You say you got a prize when you graduated?
Yeah, my dentist gave it to me.
Your dentist?
Yeah, he said I had the gums most likely to recede.
Gee, Opie, wouldn't it be grand if Parky won a new car?
Sure would. And say, Parky, ain't that the program that gave away an airplane a few weeks ago?
That is the one, Opie. But you know, I may not win an airplane. I'm liable to get a refrigerator, a stove, and a washing machine. Did you?
All them washing machines ain't no good, Parky.
They ain't? What's the matter with them?
You can't take a bath in them.
Can't take a bath in a washing machine?
No, I tried it. I got in and turned on the switch, and them paddles like to beat me to death.
Well, kids, only got a little time for the wait for the crackly wackly program for to come on. Gosh and gossy, male and female. Then they'll announce what I won the first prize this week. I could hardly believe it. They managed that. I won the first prize.
Betty Rhodes, singing star of our old gold show, sings What a Difference a Day Made.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers. Yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are true, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow for me, skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes.
Bob, say, Bob, I was waiting for you to come in. You know, I think up slogans now for big advertisers. I thought of a wonderful slogan for Old Gold Cigarettes.
You did?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
Well, how you like this slogan? Why be irritated? Light on Old Gold.
Why be irritated? Light on Old Gold?
Just made it up.
Why, Parky, that's been the Old Gold slogan for a long, long time.
Oh, wait a minute, Bob. They stole that slogan from me, and you know something?
What?
Maybe I stole it from them.
Well, just don't worry about it, Parky. It really doesn't make any difference as long as you keep repeating, why be irritated? Light an old gold. You see, that's a slogan with a meaning. It means that when you're irritated, if you light an old gold, you'll get comfort and pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. First, old gold gives you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. Then, for extra flavor and delicious bouquet, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold and enjoy the priceless comfort, the sheer pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Hey, Bob, don't forget for the twin in on the Crackly Wackly program later on, you know. I won the first prize this week in the slogan contest.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, say, that's the program that gives away automobiles and airplanes and boats and stuff, isn't it, Parker?
Yeah, that's true.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt you boys, but Parker, I'd like to have you speak to Tom. You know, that new drummer of mine.
Tom, you mean the crazy guy where he talks in rhythm?
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble with him.
Yeah?
You see, last week he asked me for a raise, and I said to him, okay, just make believe I gave you one.
You see.
And you know he ain't played a single note since?
No.
He keeps telling me, make believe I'm drumming. I sure wish you'd speak to him, Parky. Let me call him. Hey, Tom, come over here, will you? Parky wants to talk to you.
Oh, hello, Park. Hello, Oak. Well, come on, fill it, boys. What's the dope? Prime to do. The boat.
Hey, Tom, Poppy tells me what you'd like for to get a raise.
That's right, Bo. I want more dough. And if I don't get it, then the way I go, as he seems to be home, the dough, dough, the bow, reach out to be done.
Woo, woo! Now, listen here, Tom. I see. Wait a minute. Every time when I'm talking to you, you start bouncing all over the place. Here. All right, Tom. Starting next week, you get $5 more.
Well, thanks a lot for that extra $5. Now, I'm surely going to beat that giant. Because you know what? That extra $5 is really going to help you keep the baby alive.
Oh. Hey, I wonder if his mother was ever frightened by a pogo stick. Uh-oh, I'm just getting rid of one crazy guy and another one comes in. Here comes the Taker Orville Sharp.
Well, 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 brought my old friend, Mr. Funky Cocky. Am I correct?
Say, tell me, Mr. Sharp, why you always come in here and you say, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Funky Cocky, and then you say, am I correct?
Oh, I don't know. Guess it's just Force a Rabbit.
Force a Rabbit?
Yes.
Hey, is it true that you won the first prize in the Crackly Wankly contest?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'd like to be the first one to offer my coagulation.
Coagulation?
So they're going to announce your name over the radio, eh?
Yes, they are.
Hey, brother, that's going to make you a big slobberty.
You said a big slobberty?
Yeah. Realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that.
Sure, winning a contest like that is going to give you a lot of fame and prestige.
Going to give me a lot of prestige?
You know, you're going to be a big man in this coming mutiny.
I am?
Yes. Yeah, now look. Yes. When you become a big slobberty, all the people is going to start to annoy you, see?
Annoy me?
Uh-huh. Now that you've become a big prize winner,
yes.
You're not one of them common people no more, see?
Not?
No, you're very disinstinctive.
I am disinstinctive?
Of course. Now, you're going to need a lot of protection so that those people won't bother you when you walk down the streets. There's no doubt about that, is there?
No, I guess there's no doubt about that.
Okay. Who are you buying your protection from?
Protection? You mean you got to buy protection?
Why, EPSO.
EPSO.
Now, I represent a company called Watchdogs and Bodyguards, Inc. Don't forget our slogan.
Yes?
We stay closer to your body than a $1.98 girdle.
Look, Mr. Saab, just because what they are going for to mention my name on the radio, why do I need protection for that?
Why, brother, everybody on the radio needs protection.
They do?
Yeah, I know a couple of comedians on the radio that won't dare walk on the streets after that program. Why, the people would kill them.
And your company protects that, huh?
Why, sure, sure.
I see.
We protect all of them.
Oh.
I just signed up a big Spanish radio star this morning.
Spanish?
Uh-huh, a fellow by the name of Hernandez.
Spanish radio star by the name of Hernandez?
That's right.
I never heard of him.
Huh? You mean to stand there and tell me you never heard of that famous radio star, Amos Hernandez?
Amos Hernandez. I guess what I did hear about him.
Of course you did. Why, we protected all the radio stars.
You protected him, huh?
Yes, sir. We got Bob Hope, Edgar Bergeny, Mr. and Mrs. South, Walter Windshield, yes. Also Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra? Mm-hmm. How's about Andre Kostoladovna?
Yeah, we got him, too. They all take our protection service.
They do. Tell me, Mr. Sharp, how much is your protection cost?
Well, it's all according to what you want.
Yes.
Now, for $100, I got a guy that lives with you, he eats with you, and sleeps with you.
Lives with me, eats with me, and sleeps with me.
That's right.
Is he a good bodyguard?
Well, no, he ain't no bodyguard. It's my brother-in-law. Oh. Can't find a house. The bodyguard that we give you, he picks you up as soon as you leave the house.
Oh.
Then he follows you everywhere you go. Why, he's as faithful as any dog you could get.
Thanks.
Maybe not as smart, but just as faithful.
Say, you just give me an idea. So why don't I get a dog instead of forgetting a bodyguard?
Oh, well, we can give you a dog if you'd rather have a dog.
You could? Well, what kind of dogs you got?
Any kind you want.
Yes.
Now, for $50,
yes,
we can give you a beautiful Scotch colic.
Scotch colic?
Uh-huh. Or would you want to have an Irish territory?
Tell me, maybe you got a St. Barnyard?
I see. What you want is a big dog, eh?
Yeah, I like a big
dog.
Well,
look, kid, I got an idea.
Yes?
Now, how would you like a big, beautiful greyhound, huh?
Greyhound, eh?
Yeah, get you one for $500.
Yeah, $500. Huh? Why should a greyhound cost so much?
Seats 20 people.
Look, Mr. Sharp, don't gonna spend no $500 just for a dog for to protect me. If any of the girls wants for to fall all over me, let him do it.
Well, okay. What's it worth to you to have a good dog to protect you from all them slobby soxes?
Slobby soxes? I don't need no dog for to protect me from that. But if you say what I've got to have one, then the most what I could spend is 10 or 15 cents.
15 cents? For 15 cents, you expect me to furnish you with a dog to protect you?
Yes.
For 15 cents, you expect me to give you a dog that you'll enjoy having?
Yes.
Okay, brother, I'm going to take your 15 cents. Now, what kind of a dog I'll give you?
What?
A hot dog. Come on.
Goodbye. Wise guy. For 15 cents, he'll give me a hot dog. Oh, my, I forgot to tell him to put everything on it.
Old Gold presents Opie Case with clarinet and his orchestra playing Wonderful. Thank you. Friends, here are three things to remember when you buy cigarettes. One, Old Gold does more to give you more. Two, Old Gold does more to give you more. Three, Old Gold does more to give you more. Yes, when you light your first Old Gold, you'll discover more of everything that's fine in a cigarette. You see, in Old Gold, you get more than a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos. You get an added detail. Latakia tobacco for extra flavor and bouquet. And Old Gold gives you more than the ordinary moistening agent, because in this cigarette you get the special humectant apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. It's like putting up a special guard to protect a rare treasure. The treasure of Old Gold's wonderfully and superbly blended tobacco. More taste, more flavor, more special protection. That's Old Gold. So ask for this mild, mellow, delicious cigarette. Smoke an Old Gold. You'll see exactly what we mean when we say, to get more out of your smoking, enjoy the cigarette that does more to give you more, Old Gold.
It's almost time for the Crackly Wackly program, isn't it, Parky?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Hey, Parky, that's pretty soft winning that slogan contest. You write yourself five or six words and get an automobile.
Yeah, don't worry, up here. Don't be so soft, you know. I'm head for to send in a Crackly Wackly box stop with every slogan, you know. You could send in as many as you wanted, you see. I send in over 400.
Parky, you say you sent in over 400 box tops?
Yes.
What in heaven's name did you do with all the Crackly Wackly?
I ate them up myself. You see, Betty, I didn't want nobody for to know because I thought they would laugh at me. I ate so many Crackly Wacklies that now I got Cracklies coming out of one ear and Wacklies out of the other. Betty, you know something? I hate Crackly Wacklies. Oh, my, it's time for the program. Bye, I'll do it.
Makers of Crackly Wackly, your favorite breakfast food, present Gus and Gussie, male and female. As you remember in last week's episode, Jim Henderson took his sister Frances to the railroad station in Frank Latchaway's car. The same Frank Latchaway who 2 years before had told Tess that little Stanley would have to have braces for his teeth. And that's why we find Charles in Reverend Pritchard's study reading a book inscribed to Kay from Phil. He did not know that Andy's brother-in-law, Alfred Leonard, was seen talking to Amy the cook on Susan's day off. It was Beatrice, however, who reassured Mother Green at Hattie's party, given in honor of Major Morton's nephew, Harold, who had just announced his engagement to Fred Littleton's daughter, Shirley, who was waiting for her divorce from Henry Cooper's cousin, Clifford Santley. And now to complicate matters, to disrupt this simple little story of love, Bill Bennett, who bought the taxi stand from Ted Crosby, refused to give the mortgage to Joe Sampson's oldest son, Stuart. It was then that Judy lost her temper and told Jim that it was all over between them. So, as our scene opens, we find Herbert Irwin talking to Jerry Kingston in Perry Lamont's office. It's 7 o'clock, and we hear the voice of George Pelton.
Gentlemen, what will become of poor little Gussie?
Yes, what will become of Gussie?
Will Harriet be forced to sell her house?
Will the plasma arrive in time? Was Roger's sacrifice in vain? Or was Barbara's intuition right? Tune in again next week and listen to radio's most thrilling and dramatic story, Gus and Gussie, male and female. And now the important prize-winning announcement you've all been waiting for. The winner of this week's slogan contest is Mr. Parker Carcass of 116 Main Street, Bong Nam, California.
Oh, my.
As you folks know, in the past week we have given away a refrigerator, an airplane, stove, washing machine, speedboat, and last week, a Cadillac automobile.
Oh, nice.
But since Mr. Park, your caucus, sent in the unprecedented amount of over 400 crackly-wackly box tops, we are going to give him a prize greater than anything we have ever offered before.
Oh, did you hear that? They're going to give me the biggest prize what they never offered before.
Yes, there's good news tonight. The makers of Crackly Wackly have just sent to Mr. Park your carcass with our compliments and best wishes for the most wonderful gift we could think of. A 10-year supply, 100 cases of delicious Crackly Wackly.
100 cases off our head.
For the further adventures of Park Your Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Meanwhile, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness, to give you more smoking pleasure. Then we'll see you next Sunday. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parkies. Meet Me at Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Park Your Carcass. This is Bob Williams saying goodnight for Old Gold.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.